this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. This is Troy Harmon, and we're here with Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm here with Matt Haynes. I know you've got a title, Matt. You got something behind your name, right? It's CTFA. CTFA.
You're there as bad as Bill.
No, I'm worse because I didn't even remember the CTFA part. And we've got Ben Crow, Mr. Alphabet. He's got a CFA,
a title, right?
A CPA, a CFP. And I think Bill usually says EIEIO after that or something like that.
I think he does.
Good to be here. He's like the bad farmer. Can't spell cow, right? Anyway, markets treated us a little bit rough this week.
Yeah, we're gonna, a little up and down, a little whipsaw action yeah, going, mostly down.
Yeah, unfortunately, so. Mostly down.
Right.
Energy's leading the way.
Yeah,
but you know, we had some earnings, and banks haven't really helped either. So,
where do we stand on oil right now? Did it bounce back a hair?
Well, yeah, it did a little, but I'm not sure at the moment. It's what, around $45, $48
yeah.
a barrel.
Yeah.
Gas prices though.
Ooh, I filled up this morning.
The consumers are loving some of that.
What'd you pay down here, Matt?
Well, I put high test in mine, and I got a full tank for under $40.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
was nice.
Still
I was on empty.
Yeah. $1.97.
I saw $1.99 down in Marietta this morning myself. So that's good news for the consumer, obviously. But the stock market's still not liking it.
Right.
You know, we had quite a bit of economic news released as well.
A few data points here. What happened this week?
Well, the JOLTS survey, which is something that the Fed has started watching a little more. And for those of you that don't know, it's the job openings and labor turnover report. So it's a better indicator, probably a more broad indicator of how the employment situation is going. And what it showed is that job openings are actually up, but you're seeing less labor turnover. And if you read deeper into the report, it's not necessarily that people aren't getting new jobs for a cause. It also has to do with the fact that where generally folks would be being replaced, you're not seeing too many folks that are losing their jobs. So, you know, you can read it one of two ways. It's at very least neutral. You know, at best, you could call it a positive because there are more openings and people are keeping their job longer. Mm-hmm. Mortgage.
Man, I tell
survey.
You what, that's it's been quite news. A swing on the mortgage front.
Yeah. The overall index jumped 49%. And that's, you know, that's coming off of seasonal lows because of the holidays bounced it down. And again, you know, you're seeing the refinance.
Refinance absolutely took off. What was it?
Yeah, 66% increase.
Well, we made a comment. Was it last week or week before last that if there's anybody left that hasn't refinanced,
there's apparently a few.
And I guess they listen.
That's right, exactly.
You know, so everybody listen.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
appreciate
the response.
Exactly, and you'll appreciate it when you see your lowered mortgage.
That's right. Well, and there's, you know, and also new home purchases. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, they're still ticking along there, and that was a jump on that side as
Sure, 23.6%.
So.
That's quite a bounce.
Yeah.
And if you look, you know, rates are 30-year mortgage average at 3.8%. It's down even for the week from 385.
Down 5 basis points, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll say it again. You know, if you have not refinanced, you should do it immediately.
It's worth a call.
Exactly.
Well, it's getting better and better, right? The more home prices come back, and they are coming back more in certain pockets than others, but the appraisal values are helping that out too, right?
That's true.
I mean,
those
that
people were still locked out for a while.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
they were underwater in their house.
2 years ago. They couldn't get the appraisal to come in.
Right. Or didn't have enough equity. Yeah.
That's right.
Had another release, the retail sales. Seemed to fall in December, almost 1%. It's 0.9.
What's up with that? Gas stations?
9/10. Yeah, well, it's a lot of gas. They say excluding auto sales, the decline was 1%. But anybody that's selling gasoline, think the gas retail fell 6.5%. So right. You know that's got to be weighing on this.
What do you think? What's your outlook, Troy? What do you think about the retail sector going forward?
Well, if you look even in this report, they're saying restaurants, furniture stores, and drug stores actually did best. You would expect drug stores to be pretty steady. But, you know, I've seen previous times where they talk about restaurants, and when gasoline falls in price,
yep.
Restaurants and liquor stores seem to do the best.
Well, liquor stores do better and do good all the time, right?
That's right. Well, there is
that thought, but we've actually seen where they don't hold up quite as much as you thought when you see a recession come on. But this report showing restaurants and furniture doing well. And here's the thing. I think net we're going to have a positive from cheap gas. The issue is how long is it going to stay where it is?
We see the turbulence in the market, and you right. think, you know, and general consensus, you know, when you listen to everybody with an opinion, which are, there are several, you know, long term, that'll be a net positive for
right.
the economy.
Right.
But then you see, you know, all this recent volatility, and,
sure.
and you say that, and then you say, well, why are we, you know, why do we see this immediate down reaction in the market? Is it just because of kind of a lag effect, you know, where energy companies' earnings are down?
Right.
Clearly. I mean, you know, I think, what is it, 20%, you know, sure. year over year?
Sure.
So you have an immediate impact there where it may be a longer lag to reap the benefits of, you know,
right.
transportation companies. Anybody else is going to benefit from lower prices. I mean,
I guess they're sub economies. You look at North Dakota and you look at Texas. Obviously, they're hurting.
Right.
But those oil companies actually have capital expenditures, and they're saying that they're going to pare them back pretty significantly this year, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to preserve as much capital as they can. That being the case, you don't really know exactly where that might hit. But again, 70% of our economy is built off the consumer.
So anything good for the consumer is good for 70% of the economy.
You would expect, right?
I mean, as soon as they adjust and view this as a permanent change in their income, and they start to let go of those dollars that they're saving.
Right. And I think we had the Saudi oil minister this week come out and say that you have seen the last of $100 barrel oil.
Yeah.
They're convinced they are not going to change their production schedule at all. I've seen reports that OPEC's their next scheduled meeting is not until March. And some folks were saying, yeah, we might see an interim, but they seem convincing at least that they are not going to meet.
When you look at the production cycle and the length of time and the short length of time when you read about Shell, you know, tapping into that and the fact that it may take, you know, a month or two to get away. Does it take that long or is it weeks, you know, to really get another well going?
Yeah,
versus, you know, you go back 20 right. years, and I mean, it took forever, you know,
right.
if you're dealing with these big projects, you know, to really ramp it up. Whereas you see all this, you know, immediate drilling, immediate benefit. I mean, that's a huge supply change,
absolutely.
You know, that can adapt.
And one thing that we've seen, at least domestically, is that spend on production. The capital expenditures on production and new wells has pretty much gone away. They're still pumping oil out of the holes that they've made, but you know, you're not seeing too much as far as new fracturing or any of that. So, and I think that's really what was the goal here for the Saudi Arabian suppliers. They want to see, and it might take a long time, but they want to see just how long it takes before they quit producing, you know, any more oil.
Yeah.
It's a very strange situation. I saw something this week too that their budget is determined at about like $93 a barrel for the Saudis. Mm-hmm. And usually you would expect that not to be breached for very long, but in this case it's a longer term issue with them, and they're gonna pretty much find out where everybody else is.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to sit back and watch. But
and in the meantime, I think, you know, to the point we were making earlier, it's good for the consumer.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a raise. You're hitting the consumer in their pocketbook. And I think that does ultimately translate into the longer it stays at these levels, the more you are going to see people going out to eat.
Right.
You are going to see people beginning to do some things that are more discretionary in their spending because they do view it as a race, and they get more comfortable with it.
Right. And another interesting point about this, you know, you're talking about investing, and where do you go? There was a story last week that we talked about with McDonald's in Venezuela that can't get potatoes because of their currency issues, and their currency has fallen.
I went to McDonald's because of that story. I just, you know, it got me thinking about some fries.
Yeah, why not?
And I just
needed to have some fries.
Because, you know, some can't get any. When you start thinking about, man, I can't get some McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
I
mean, how long might it be?
I would have got a Big Mac and some fries. I mean,
exactly.
You know, hey.
Well, this week, Venezuela has made it illegal for you to stand in line for certain things that are in short supply. You know, they've got rationing, and in this rationing, they've even disallowed these overnight lines where people would go and wait until tomorrow because they say that it's causing a civil unrest, I guess.
Wow.
So, you know, it's hurting there. Your investments might struggle if you're dealing with everything outside the U.S.
Right.
You know, watch your emerging market exposure.
We've had a bunch of the big banks report their earnings here over the last week,
right,
Troy. I mean, it's particularly interesting. You look at the numbers, and it's not very encouraging.
Year over year, we're down on a lot of them, right? I mean, even on the revenue standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, without all the earnings charges and all that. So
And it seems to vary from bank to bank.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan released earnings this week, $1.19 a share versus analyst expectations of $1.31. If you read deeper into the details, legal expenses seem to have been the thing that kind of hurt their earnings. If you look further, Wells Fargo, they talk about how revenues increased.
Mm-hmm.
Lending remained the bright spot. They've got auto lending that's becoming more and more of a portion in their earnings, more of a driver. But again, they saw expenses move higher.
Yep.
They met analyst expectations, but the shares fell 1% after the release.
Is that like Bank of America? I mean, their revenue. I mean, you know, forget all the numbers and all the accounting that goes on after revenue, but revenue down, you know, close to 13% year over year.
And this is in the billions. We're talking about revenue of $3.05 billion versus last year at $3.44. You know, it's pretty significant.
Yeah. Well, and you touched on Wells Fargo there, too. I mean, non-interest expense rose 4.7%. while their mortgage banking revenue, which is just one line of business for them, but mortgage banking revenue was down 3.5%.
Right.
So it's just interesting to me. I mean, what's our take on banks? I mean, Troy, what's your perspective on the financial sector? I mean, you've got rates where they are. You've got all these things happening in the economy. When you look to the banks, what's your thought?
Well, the biggest thing that that has been hurting them since the downturn has been regulation. And you might see some of that go away as you have now a Republican-controlled Congress, but you still have the president, and you know he is pretty adamant about how you regulate these companies. The regulation's expensive.
It's just cost.
It is.
I mean,
these are the expenses that we're talking about. So you know that hasn't gone away. If you think about where we are with interest rates, you know, the steeper the yield curve, the better off they are. It's been flattening a little bit lately, so it hasn't been beneficial. If you don't understand what that means, banks borrow short term to lend long term. The differential in the rates at 30 years is, you know, 3.8%, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah, so translation, they take our deposits, we put money in checking accounts.
And they give you nothing these days, as you know.
Right.
And then they're going to
loan
the book
money out and earn interest on it.
Right. Yeah, you might not even get a toaster these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the way banks make their money. So, overall, the situation looks pretty bleak for banking, but their prices are attractive.
I assume the mortgage heavy banks may have a good quarter.
Well,
I mean,
Wells Fargo met, and that's about as good as it got here.
And
you're talking about the one who's got all the mortgages.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. Like I say, the price is attractive.
So is it an opportunity?
Well, regulation is not going to stop. I think you might see it wane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, under new regulatory players, but in the end, it's still going to be a pretty expensive proposition. And Even many of the Republicans are on board with that. The one thing that you do see when you read through some of these earnings is at least they're back to giving you a dividend. And the dividend is usually pretty reliable as far as the return goes. So, you know, you can get pretty attractive yields throughout the banking group, but not stellar.
I think they're wrapping us up, Troy.
Sounds like it. Stock market up or down, Ben?
Oh, I think it's up.
I like it up.
Sounds good to me. Up. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.